Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational coaching and consulting platform for real estate investors. We teach people that have never owned any real estate before how to build a second stream of income for their family with real estate. And then we have people that join that already have 5,000 units. I spoke with a guy today who's got 1,800 units and he's getting ready to join as well. So it's the full spectrum, all the way from beginners like myself. When I started, I was 27. I was a health club instructor, bad credit, no money. My company had just cut my pay. And investing is just something anybody can do. Real estate investing is something anybody can do if you're willing to put in the effort. It's not easy. Doesn't happen overnight. But good Lord, it's so worth it. Once you finally get your second stream of income up to where it meets your bills, that's like unbelievable freedom. Then when you get it up to the point where it pays your bills and you have money for travel and romance and all the other parts of a balanced life, then it really gets good. It's just a wonderful situation to be in. And last Friday, I believe it was, we talked about why it's so hard for people to save. And it was remarkable. We got, I want to say, somewhere between 8 and 10 times the normal response from our radio show last Friday. And I think that it is because people don't realize, you know, this is a tough thing to say, so listen to it completely. Otherwise, it's going to sound like it's not your fault and there's nothing you can do about it. Not saving is your fault, okay? You are responsible. But the system is set up to make it very difficult to do so. And a lot of it is based on the fact that the big corporations understand something about us as human beings, and that is that we want to be comfortable. And that's about it. Very, very few people really want to live exceptional lives. As proof of that, you go back to this little concept. Would you ever build a house without first drawing the plans? No. All of you are going, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right. How many of you have written down goals and a plan for your life? Written down. Not even 10% of you. Not even 10%. 90% of you are building your life without a blueprint. So what's happening is the corporations are manipulating you into being comfortable. The J-O-B joke just overbroke. I used to think that was just a funny little joke, but it's not. That's what they do. They give you just enough money to keep you comfortable. And they know that it works because it's worked for hundreds of years. Why should they pay you $300,000 a year when they know you're really pretty satisfied with that $120,000? You can have your little BMW and live in your expensive home, and but you're still living paycheck to paycheck. How hard is it to save when you're living paycheck to paycheck? Well, obviously, by definition, there is no savings. And so these jobs that you're given really put you in a position to where it's all but impossible to save. Now, there are some people who have very low quality of lifestyle, and they'll lower their expectations and live off less, cut coupons, and drive across town to save a buck on a pound of tomatoes, and they're able to save. Problem. They didn't make enough to save enough. Does that make sense? You can't, if you're not making enough to save enough, then no amount of scrimping and saving and cutting coupons is going to matter. So what's happening is, well, I better go back to that point that I was worried about. And that it was, I was worried about saying that, you know, some of it is not your fault. Some of it is the system. We have a system where corporations, self-employment, oh man, that's you doing it to yourself, isn't it? If you're self-employed and living paycheck to paycheck, boy, that is your fault. 100%. You're only working hard enough to get by. You're only studying to make yourself better enough to get by. You're only, you know, there's class, I don't care what business you're in. There's clubs you can join. There's professional associations that will help you get better at what you do. Say you're a plumber and you're living paycheck to paycheck and you don't know what to do. Go join a plumber's club. Find out what more successful plumbers are doing and just imitate them. But you're not doing that, are you? Because you're comfortable. You're making it. You're surviving. And it's that lowering of your expectations that destroys your life. So I think Friday's show kind of hit people, as one person put it, square in the forehead, that they've got to do something different than just have a job. Because the just over broke, it's not a joke. That's what a job is. It's designed that way to keep you just over broke. So you have to keep working. They don't lose an employee and they don't have to pay you that much. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show, and I'll offer you a solution, which is, of course, building a second stream of income with real estate, but I'll show you how to buy, get yourself $3 million in savings over the next 10 years. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about, you know, the just over broke lifestyle, lowering your expectations, reducing your quality of lifestyle to live within those means. You know, there's a book out there that I actually love, and there's a lot of comments like this. Live within your means. Man. My argument is this. Okay, live within your means. Agreed. Don't go into debt. But increase your means. Constantly be working to increase your means, your ability, your income, your revenue. That's what you should be doing with your time. You know, the statistic goes that people who cut coupons, the average person who has that mentality that they think they're going to save their way to success only saves $200 a month. $200. That means nothing. You could go buy one rent house and make yourself an extra $400 a month and quit cutting coupons and then keep buying houses. Put the coupons down. Read a book on how to make more money. Now, I know when I say that, it's kind of brutal the way I say it, but I want it to stick in your head. The coupons are a waste of freaking time because you've done nothing to expand yourself to make yourself better. You're just saving a few pennies here and there. And maybe it comes up to $200 a month. That's nothing compared to figuring out how to increase your means. The way that I look at it, and the way that I've run my life, is I spend 95% of my time trying to figure out how to make more money and only 5% on saving taxes, finding discounts, this, that, and the other. 5%. You know what you're doing? You're spending 95% of your time trying to figure out how to save money. And, oh, I'm sorry, 100% of your time trying to save money and 0% of your time trying to figure out how to make more money. Can you see why you're in trouble? You're wasting your life. Literally wasting your life. And I can tell you and prove to you that you've lowered your expectations in multiple arenas in your life to match your income. You just lower your expectations. Multiple areas. The first one, which is irritating because so many people think they're supposed to pay off their house. They think that's a smart thing to do when it's really not. It's a thing called dead equity. It's money that should be serving your family that's not. But why would a person want to pay off their house? It's because they think they're going to be broke when they retire, and not having a house payment will help. They've lowered their expectations about retirement. Oh, I'm going to be broke, man. I'm going to pay off my cars. I'm going to pay off my house so I don't have any debt. Cars wear out, people. Houses wear out. You're still going to need income. So the next one is the IRA and 401. If you're trying to pay off your home, you have low expectations for your life. If you have money in an IRA or 401k, you have low expectations for life. Why? Because the IRA and 401k only save you taxes if you retire with low income. So for you to be putting money in an IRA or 401k, you must be assuming, expecting to have low income when you retire. Congratulations. Good job. That's some sharp thinking right there. My argument is raise your freaking expectations. Because if I say this out loud, None of you would admit it. Here it comes. How many of you have the goal of retiring with low income? That's your goal. Not one of you is going to say yes to that. But your actions speak louder than words. Your action is you have your money in an IRA and 401k, which means you expect to retire with low income. You're paying off your home because you expect to retire with low income. Do you realize how much potential you're wasting? Your potential, whether you graduated college or not, your potential is millions of dollars. But because you have low expectations, you know what you'll get? Whatever your low expectations are set to, and nothing more. You know, let's hit other arenas. Weight. People are like, well, I gained weight because I'm getting older and my metabolism. No, it's not. It's not slowing down. You're slowing down. Remember when you were in high school and in your 20s, you were playing sports and chasing women and having a blast? Then you got married. You quit chasing women. That reduced your caloric uptake every day. You quit playing sports. That reduced your caloric uptake every day. You know why you're overweight? Because you quit. You lowered your expectations. Sex life. Before you got married, you didn't have sex once a month. But you lowered your expectations to whatever it is now. And it's going to get worse because you're going to lower them further and further and further as you get older. I'm telling you to take back control. Take back control. Raise your expectations about your weight, about your sex life, about your money. Change it. And I promise you, you'll get what you expect. You know, I don't want to hide behind the Bible, but it says right in there, ask and what? I believe it says ye shall receive. There's the formula. It's there. But if you ask for crap, you know what you'll get? Crap. If you ask for gold, you might miss and get silver. I admit that. Some of the goals I set, I missed. But I missed and still won because I set my expectations so high. Remember this rule. What gets in the way of a great life? This is Stephen Covey, if you want to study it. What gets in the way of a great life? Now, most people would say a bad life. No. You know what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. A comfortable life. A just over broke life. You're missing out on incredible opportunities that are inside your heart and mind, but they're not coming out. You're just sitting on your butt, going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home at a just over broke job. That's not going to do it. And then I got to refer to David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. Probably the most, and he hates this word, which I don't really understand. He doesn't like the word motivation. He prefers the word discipline. It takes discipline. But I can tell you this, motivation for me works better than discipline. If I just tell myself I'm going to go train 4 days a week, discipline-wise, I probably am not going to do it. But if I look at my fat gut in the mirror for 15 minutes and examine it from every angle, I suddenly get motivated to go work out 4 days a week. So I disagree with him on that. But everything else in his book, flipping phenomenal. But you got to understand this. I better save this. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why everything you're afraid of, everything that you think is going to be painful, is exactly where you should be headed. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let's get the phone lines open. If you've got a question for me or an encouraging word for other listeners, if you're out there building wealth for yourself and building a second stream of income and you'd like to say something to encourage the other listeners, feel free to call in. If you've got a question about how to build a second stream of income, call in. If you have a fear, maybe you're scared of tenants, toilets, taxes, whatever, give me a call. I'll share with you how we get past it. Don't ever feel like your fear is ridiculous. Every fear that you've got, I've got. Every fear that you've got, every real estate investor has. But what we do is we figure out the best practices, we figure out the business model to deal with it, and then we put that policy in place and solve the problem. So don't be embarrassed. And realize, too, there's no such thing as a dumb question. So 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So as I'm reading David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me, I begin to notice, even before he said it, when he finally says it, it's like, oh my God, it's like an epiphany that you already knew. You know, it's like that's probably what an epiphany is, but it's a sudden realization that he's been teaching you this the whole time, that whatever you're afraid of, whatever you think is going to cause you pain is where you should go. The way that Deepak Chopra puts it is that's where the adventure in life is. That's where the fun, the excitement, the passion, the joy, it's all there. It's not in the comfort areas. The little comfortable area that you're in. Oh, I got my bills paid. There's no adventure in that. There's no excitement in that. And I tell you what, there's a little thing out there called regret. And it is a nasty, nasty thing. That's what you're going to have. Because you avoided pain, because you avoided fear, and you thought you were being safe because you avoided risk. You avoided pain. You avoided risk. You avoided fear. It destroys your life. destroys it. Because you're just a little, you're in a rut, you're comfortable, you're just getting by, you're surviving. See, when you face your fears, that's when you begin to thrive. That's where the excitement is, the adventure, what makes life worth living. Asking that gorgeous girl out. Yeah, it's risky. You can embarrass yourself. You could get your feelings hurt. Do it anyway. Going and finding a better job. Yeah, you got to quit one to do it. Go do it. Start building a second stream of income. Yeah, it's scary. You don't know for sure you can do it, even though I tell you you can. I'm just some quack on the radio. But go do it. Raise your expectations. Face and embrace your fears. And the other thing I'm noticing over the last few weeks is people are afraid of the wrong things. You know, they're afraid of tenants calling you at night. I'd be more afraid of retiring broke. You know, by age 65, almost everybody is either dead or dead broke. That's where you're headed. I would be more afraid of that. You know, people are afraid, and I pick on the male to female, but it could be female to male, whatever. You guys, that beautiful girl, you got to get out there and ask her out. Do it. She may very well say no. Find another one and ask her. Find another one and ask her. Take the risk. The other one people say to me is, I don't want to invest in real estate. It's risky. Go, really? What's your income? Where's your income come from? A job. You're afraid of the wrong thing. A job is the highest risk position you can be in the United States. Highest risk. Look what happened during COVID, 2008, 9/11. I could go on listing it. No, if you have a job, you're the high-risk person. Stop looking at guys who start their own business or gals who start their own business as taking a risk. It's less risky than what you're doing. Now, they have to do it right and intelligently, but if they go out and educate themselves, learn the business model, learn the best practices, and go start their own business, they are less risky. Less risky? They're taking less of a risk than you are if you're just dependent on a job for your income. So again, most people are afraid of the wrong things. You want to be afraid of not asking that girl out. You want to be afraid of not building that second stream of income and the results that will probably come to you. So, all right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let me hit a couple of email questions here. This one is just a comment. Let's see this. You know, I'm going to just pick one. Roger is asking for an investment property lender. I'm going to pick one random. We have about seven of them. And I'll pick one random, Noble Money, noblemortgage.com. Noblemortgage.com. Ask for Daryl Dyke or Chris Robichaux. Daryl Dyke or Chris Robichaux. They've literally done somewhere between 20 and 30 loans for me. They are incredible. But like I said, if you were a member, you'd have your choice of six or seven of them, and you could shop them. But give them a call. They'll take care of you. All right, next question. Email is asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is from a Yitz, and I hope I'm saying your name right. Ooh, okay. You're really bringing up a very good point. Why would you ever sell? Why not keep the asset and just refinance it? It's really a pretty good idea, Yitz. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But the reason we do it is because it is better to sell, take a big profit, find another piece of crap, buy it, rehab it, than it is to just refinance the one that we've already rehabbed and move forward with it. We're going to make more money by selling, buying another one, completely rehabbing it, and doing that over and over and over again than we would just refinancing it. But yet, let's say that, and I'm not sure, let's see if you've got a number here. Nope. But let's say you and your wife buy a 200 unit, and it makes you 30 or 40 grand a month. And you love it. In other words, 40 grand a month is more than you'll ever need. You're happy as can be. Yeah, keep it. That 40 grand is going to go up, but not as fast as if you sold it and then bought another piece of crap, rehabbed it, sold it, bought another piece of crap, and so on. But if you're happy, it's absolutely, there is no reason to sell that thing and begin the process over again. If you're happy, you're financially satisfied, everything's perfect. So that's a really good, well thought out question, Yitz. Thanks for emailing me. Okay, let's see. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're answering email questions right now. I've got, I think, 8 or 9. I'll try to get through all of them, but phone calls will take the priority because I can email these people after the show. If you've got a question for me and you would like to get it answered right now, we are in the final segment of today's show, so please don't put it off to the last minute. Call now. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, is it a good time to purchase, buy, and hold multifamily properties? And you want to, okay, you're talking 4 units or below, Devin. Remember this, Devin. We make money in both the up and down markets. We're in an up market. We make more money in the down market. In other words, we're all praying for what right now? A crash. But if it were a crash, what would we be praying for? A recovery. It's the fluctuation that allows you to make so much money with it. So, Devin, yes, now is a good time. If it were a down market, I would say yes, now is a good time, because all times are good to invest in real estate. You just have to make sure that you know how to evaluate the deal properly and you're getting a doggone discount. Now, Devin, if you're going out there paying full price for the property, waiting for it to go up in value, no, this is not a good time to do that. It's never a good time to do that. That is speculation, not investing. The challenge is that the deals right now are few and far between. What people are doing right now is they're honing their skills. People know the correction is coming, so they're taking classes, they're studying, they're reading, getting ready for the correction so that they can take massive advantage of it. But again, we're still buying properties right now. So, Devin, I would look for a property that you could buy and rehab, but you want to pick up somewhere between 10 and 15% equity. So if you've got a $400,000 ARV fourplex, then you want to pick that thing up for 360 or below, all in, Devin, all in. The 360 has to include rehab and closing costs. And holding costs. Almost forgot that one. If you can find that deal, which you can, but again, they're not as prevalent as they were 5 years ago, but they're still out there. If you can find that deal, then absolutely, yes, it's a great time to invest. Make sure the thing is positive cash flow. Make sure you're getting a 15% cash on cash rate of return or higher. And move forward. But do not, please, Devin, go out there and pay full price for the property in this market. That's going to be the highest price you could possibly pay. It's just not a good time for speculators. See, speculators don't make money in the up market. They don't know what they're doing. They shouldn't even be in the real estate field. These are people that pay full price for properties and wait for it to go up in value. And that's how they make money, which very seldom works. Those are not investors. Those are speculators, like people in the stock market. They're speculators. So, yes, Devin, it's a good time to buy and hold multifamily properties, but make sure you're picking up 10 or more percent equity and a 15-plus percent cash-on-cash rate of return before you move forward on any fourplex. All right, hope that helps, Devin. And please, based off the numbers that you have later in your email, please don't do that deal. Okay, next one is, oops, that's the same one. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's try, Ida evacuees. I'm going to answer this one after there's a warning, and that is we helped a bunch of, was it Rita? I can't remember what it was. It was that huge one in Louisiana, and it backfired on us, so I'll tell you about that in an email after the show, so be cautious. Free online landlord software. I'm not sure I like the term free landlord software. That is a very complex free landlord software. Horatio, I got to give you some crap. You're kind of acting, I don't think you are, but this email sounds like a something for nothing type person. You can't be that. Don't look for a free software. Go find the right one, the best one, and use it. I like Cozy.co. That's my favorite, but there are others out there, and they're just not that expensive, especially if you've got more than one rent property. So don't cheap yourself out, Horatio. Don't be a something for nothing person. Go get the right software, even if it costs you, you know, $50 a month. Okay, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Looking for a property manager, Ashley. Hoping to find a prompt that charges normal 8-10% to Matt Paul. Yeah, I would look at mind.co, mynd.co. They have several levels, including the basic level, which I think is what you need based off your email. You're just looking for somebody to run the property. But they even have programs that guarantee your rent, you know, for about $150 a month. Guarantee your rent. I mean, it's pretty darn cool. Pretty darn cool. So check out mind.co. They're my favorite property managers across Texas, and I believe they're in other states as well. All right, phone lines are open just a couple more minutes. So this will be the last time I give out the phone. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay. This is a question from Christy. Okay, had a tenant move out. Okay, Lord of mercy. I probably should read this. At the time he scheduled inspection, he was supposed to have everything out of the apartment, and he did not. That means the inspection is off, Christy. Off. Never do a property inspection with furniture in there. You've got to get everything out then. And you signed the move-out inspection at that time. You know, the thing is, Christy, you're admitting you did it all wrong, so there's nothing for me to say to you. Yeah. As far as can you do deductions from the security deposit since we signed the initial move-out inspection, if that move-out inspection says that you inspected it and there was no damage, then yeah, you harmed yourself. But it just depends on what that inspection says. With this much damage, it is worth $200, $250 to get an attorney to look at it, because you're going to be out. You're going to be out, good Lord, $3,000 or $4,000. And keeping the security deposit, it doesn't say how much it is, but keeping the security deposit would help. So at least you learned your lesson. Everything you say in your email is correct. If you go to an inspection, they still have furniture and boxes in there, the inspection is off. Reset it. Give them a day to get the rest of the stuff out of there. Set it for the next afternoon and redo it then. And then always take photos of everything before they move in and after they move out. And you'll be fine, Christy. But yeah, this guy... The more I read this, the madder I'm getting. Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing, Christy. He knew exactly what he was doing. So I would get an attorney, get him to look over that inspection report, and find out if you have a leg to stand on to go ahead and claim against his security deposit. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.